Warning, the following podcast may prove to be informative and educational, but it is guaranteed to be entertaining. Welcome to Trivial Warfare, the podcast that takes the pub quiz out of the pub and brings it home to you. Now here's your host, Jonathan Oakes.
All right, guys, this is Jonathan and
it's Chris.
Yes, and Chris. It's not where I was going, but I'll take it. And this is a bonus episode. Hello, bonus.
In a trivia podcast far, far away. Done.
Keep going. You can't just say one note. Sure, what's the rest of it?
I decided just to do one note. You guys are supposed to chime along.
I don't remember the next note.
Dun, 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 dun.
So. As you're guessing, or as you might guess based on Chris's awesome vocal rendition of the song, we're doing a Star Wars bonus. That's right. I picked up a box after the Marvel one the other day. I looked online to see how many other boxes there were, and I found a couple, and one of them was Star Wars. So we have Carmella and Chris and myself here again for this bonus episode, and we're going to be shooting rapid-fire Star Wars questions back and forth at each other. Chris.
Yes, sir.
Can you keep score?
I've got score. Not a problem.
Okay. He's like, I've got score. I'm like, what does that mean?
That
I was trying to be Yoda.
Like, yeah, I was like, that was a little Yoda-ish.
Score I've got. Keep it, I will.
Go, you master.
All right. You guys ready to get rolling?
Sure, let's go.
Let's do it.
Who wants to go first?
I shall try to go first.
Okay.
All right. Now, remember, guys, these are all questions that have multiple guesses on it. So if you wish to choose to go to the multiple guess, just let us know. But if somebody answers wrongly, you do not get the option of multiple guess. At least that's what we did last time around.
I think it depends on the question itself.
Gotcha. All right.
But just for everybody's information, it looks like these are questions from both the first trilogy and the second trilogy. So there's a Jar Jar Binks question in here.
Misa say that sucks.
Yeah, Misa gonna suck on those. Hey guys, this is Jonathan, and I am interrupting from the future. I wanted to remind you that we are up for a 2016 podcast award in the Games and Hobbies category. The voting is open right now, so make sure that you go over to www.podcastawards.com and cast your vote for Trivial Warfare. You can vote once a day. Make sure you go over there and vote for Trivial Warfare in the Games and Hobbies category. Hope you guys love this bonus episode. I think there's some pretty hysterical stuff in here, and I look forward to talking with you soon. Thanks.
All right, so Carmel and Jonathan, your first question is, what did Yoda levitate out of the water?
The X-Wing.
Carmella.
I was going to say the X-Wing. Okay.
They're a little more specific.
Luke's X-Wing.
Luke's X-Wing is
seriously
correct. Absolutely, man.
You don't wait. You're going to say that I was incorrect?
You said the X-Wing.
The X-Wing. Was there more than one X-Wing there?
There was not. However, it could have been somebody else's X-Wing. Was there not more X-Wings in the episode?
If you want to give her credit for that, that's fine. But this is under protest and you're a moron.
Wow, I'm giving her the point just because you called me a moron. I was going to give you the point.
So, folks, I'm going to lose this game because Chris is a moron. I can already see where this is going.
Wow, until you said that I was a moron, I was going to give you the point. Now my feelings are hurt, so Carmella gets the point.
That's fine by me. The people know the truth.
Whatever. All right, who's next?
I'll go next.
Okay.
What character did Garrick Hagen play?
Wedge.
No.
Garrick Hagen?
Hagen, H-A-G-O-N.
Biggs?
Biggs.
Boom!
Nice job, man.
Am I going to get credit for that point?
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
Oh, good.
And for the record, dumbass, I gave you credit for the first
well,
one.
Well, you should say that so they don't think you're such a jerk.
Oh, whatever. You're the one that's a jerk, started calling people names.
Oh, what? whatever. Moron isn't a name. It's more of a description.
It's a name.
Okay. Who said, "You were right about one thing, Master. The negotiations were short."
Obi-Wan Kenobi.
She beat you.
All right. All right. Y'all's question. Who did Han Solo tell Chewbacca he had to take care of?
Jabba?
Incorrect.
Leia.
Correct.
Hmm. Why? Take care of, as in take care of, not as in I'm going to go handle this person.
Oh, okay, well, you know, I didn't. It sounded like that to me.
Empire.
Yeah.
Carmella.
I know. I'm looking. Who was Luke talking about when he said you're best at taking care of yourself?
Han Solo.
Yes, Han Solo.
Who gets credit?
You guys kind of said it at the same time to me.
Well, ask the other question then as a
fallback.
Yeah.
All right. Who was the rogue leader at the Battle of Hoth?
Leia.
No.
Oh, Luke.
It was Luke.
Was he really?
Yeah, he was Rogue Squadron. Yeah,
Rogue Leader. Oh, that was stupid, Jonathan. I was thinking leader of the whole thing.
He was thinking leader of the pack.
All right. How old was Padme Amidala when she was elected queen of
14.
Naboo? Whoa. How'd you know that?
In the first book, it talked. Terry Brooks wrote the first book, and he talked about it quite a bit.
Wow, sounds like a boring book.
I thought she was 12.
Actually, it was pretty good. It was pretty good,
and that's because of something that she had said during episode 2.
And remember, Terry Brooks wrote it, so it couldn't have been a bad book if Terry Brooks wrote it. So
I've never read anything by Terry Brooks.
Oh, okay. I think he was the Dragon Riders of Pern guy.
And no, also, that's Ian McCaffrey.
Oh, okay. Anyway, but he wrote a lot of fantasy books and stuff.
I said it must have been bad is anybody who spent a lot of time talking about how old somebody was, kind of boring.
It was just mentioned in that. Anyway, so, lady and gentleman.
How dare you? I'm no gentleman. I'm Jonathan.
Ladies and jelly spoons.
Okay, fine. Ladies, here's your next question. Who did the Emperor have no doubt their new enemy was?
Luke?
I'm not sure if I can give that to you. The answer is the offspring of Anakin Skywalker.
Well, he had more than one offspring.
That's why I said I wasn't sure if I should give it to
you. New question.
What did Yoda have to say to Luke Skywalker about size?
It matters not.
They're looking more for the exact quote.
Size matters not.
All right.
Why should I have to? They put the word in there.
I'd prefer you just say size matters not.
It refers to size. It is a preposition.
Lord, shut up, dude. It's quotes. Quotes.
All right. According to C-3PO, in how many locations was the tractor beam coupled to the main reactor on the Death Star?
Whoa. Say that again, please.
They only had to turn it off in one place, but I feel like it was 4.
No. You want me to read it again?
Yes, please.
All right. According to C-3PO, in how many locations was the tractor beam coupled to the main reactor on the Death Star?
3.
No.
Okay.
1.
No. It's 7.
Oh.
I just remember, I remember Obi-Wan going to 3 different ports, and that's what I thought it was, because he went to go take out the tractor beam.
Yeah, he did. He only did it in one place.
No, but he went to 3 different ports.
In the room.
Yes.
Okay.
That's why it came up with my answer.
Yeah, okay.
All right, Jonathan, you're up.
Yeah, this is a challenging one. Who owned Anakin Skywalker before Watto bought him?
Oh, crap.
I have no idea.
That is incorrect.
Well, obviously.
I can't. I don't want to spend too much time on it. I can't think of the answer either. But, I remember the scene clearly in the first episode, but... Dang it.
It is Gardula the Hutt.
Dang it. Piss. All right. To what did General Rekon order all power in the Echo Base reroute to?
The bridge. No. Read it again.
Sure. To what did General Rekon order all power in Echo Base reroute to?
Where was Echo Base?
Shields?
The energy shield is correct.
I was looking for something more specific. I was thinking deflector shields. I should have just said shields.
Who asked, who's more the foolish, the fool or the fool who follows
Obi-Wan.
Him? I think Chris got it first.
I didn't even say it.
Oh, I thought I heard two people say it.
I said it with such force, it sounded like two.
You used the force
of my voice.
What Rodian accompanied Jabba the Hutt to confront Han Solo in Mos Eisley?
Greedo.
No.
I'm not really quite sure what that is. Not Mos Eisley, the thing that you said accompanied him. Boba Fett?
No.
Rodian.
He was named Thuku.
Okay.
I could have asked you, who said, "Dis some dawn murder de Misa skin"?
Wow.
But that seemed really stupid.
Well, anything involving Jar Jar is just really stupid.
I have cut out like three Jar Jar questions already.
And we appreciate that.
I thought you would.
All right. I'll take the first name of this person for this answer as well. Who was Luke Skywalker's tail gunner in the Battle of Hoth?
Oh, what's his name?
No, it's not that one.
No, but I know his name.
He was young.
Yeah, he was real young, and poor kid died and
got stepped on.
What was his name?
Yeah, I know. Luke went back for the freaking lightsaber, but not to save the dude's poor body. Way to care about people. That's incorrect.
I'll take the multiple choice.
You can't give you the multiple choice. Can't. You really can't.
I feel like it was like Jep or something. Jek. I'm going Jek. J-E-K.
You guys, if you combined it together, would have been correct. Dak Ralter.
Dak. Dak.
That's why
Dirk is close.
That's why I couldn't give it to you, is because if I said it, then...
All right. Which actor played Wedge Antilles?
I thought it was somebody else, obviously, until a few moments ago.
What's his name? I don't
know. You really know the guy's name?
Well, he was on every credit sequence for every movie. He was the one guy who wasn't a primary character who was in all three.
Peter Mayhew.
He was a main character.
I know.
I don't remember his name.
Do you guys want the multiple choice?
Yes, please.
All right. Phil Brown.
No.
Dennis Lawson.
No.
Jack Purvis.
Nope.
Garrick Hagon.
I'll take Purvis.
No.
I think it's the last one.
No.
Garrick. That was Biggs again.
Garrick Hagon was Biggs. It was Dennis Lawson.
All right. Who was Anakin Skywalker's father?
Midichlorians.
I was going to say he didn't have a father.
Chris is really more right than you are.
he was fathered by midichlorians.
I was going to say,
but they didn't. That makes it like sound.
I was
that's not right.
I'll be honest with you. I like her answer a lot better because it's just funnier.
No, I'm right.
I'll throw it out.
You're not right, but it's funnier.
The card literally says he didn't have a father.
Okay,
which is quote what Chris said, but I know what you're saying. You just chose to say it in a different way.
He's Dennis Lawson is uncle to Ewan McGregor.
Oh, that's right.
No kidding.
Yeah.
I'm throwing that one out.
Okay. Throw it out.
Who is the secret force behind the Trade Federation's blockade of Naboo?
Palpatine.
It was Darth Sidious.
Darth Sidious, yes. Who was also known as Palpatine, but that's not the answer on the card.
I also am protesting that. That's who that was. Senator Palpatine.
I disagree with that.
I don't know how to go.
How do you disagree with that? So, it's the same freaking person.
Let's hear him. When he
was behind the scenes, he was Sidious. And also at the time of the first movie, even though everybody knew about it because of the fifth and sixth movies, they referred to him only in episode one, not as Palpatine in that role, but as Darth Sidious.
It's freaking Palpatine.
Whatever. I'm right. And you're not.
I think I gotta give it to Chris. I'm sorry.
Whatever.
You know I don't want to give it to Chris.
Whatever. You also don't want to give it to me.
Well, I have to default to what's on the card, right?
All right. It is Jonathan 5, Chris 5, Carmella 3.
4.
3.
11?
Because if you keep this up, it'll be like 5 because midichlorians.
Yeah. Whatever. I was also right there.
You really were not. Anyway, to whom did C-3PO say, "You have a responsibility to me, so do not do anything foolish"?
R2-D2?
That is incorrect. And one of the answers. To whom did C-3PO say, "You have a responsibility to me, so do not do anything foolish"?
Oh.
Leia?
That is incorrect.
Chewbacca.
Chewbacca is the correct answer, unfortunately.
It's on Empire.
Yep.
They're on Cloud City, and he's got him on his backpack.
Yes. Well done, by the way. Too bad it was...
too late.
Exactly. Oh, protest one.
I know. I'm looking. Hang on.
She's going to run out of questions before we do.
Do you need more cards?
No, but all of mine are pretty similar.
Well, here. Take a stack of cards then.
Holy crap. Some of these are tough.
How much did Obi-Wan Kenobi promise Han Solo as payment for passage to Alderaan?
20,000 credits.
No.
You'll get half now and half when we get there. I thought it was something like that, too. 30,000 credits.
18?
No. And no.
What is it?
Then what's the answer?
17,000.
Nice round number, Lucas. Turd.
With whom did Darth Vader need
to... It's my turn.
Oh, I'm sorry then, sir. So you'd rather ask the question instead of having the opportunity to get another one,
right? I just want to be fair.
Okay.
On which planet did young Obi-Wan Kenobi and Qui-Gon Jinn first form a connection?
Naboo.
No.
Bummer.
Coruscant.
No. Bandomir.
Okay, they went book on that one.
I think they did too.
Yeah, they absolutely went book on that one. Wow. Okay.
Well, shoot, I got the other question on that card was, what is Queen Amidala's last name?
Oh, it's
Padme.
That's her first name.
Amidala? That is her last name. Yeah, her name's Padme Amidala.
Yeah, I thought it was Amidala.
Nope, apparently that's a title.
What?
Her last name is Padme Naberi.
Oh. I think that's wrong.
Well,
it's on the card.
Might be a book thing also. Anyway, may I ask my question, please?
No.
Okay.
Go ahead.
Well, that was a short episode. With whom did Darth Vader need to make contact when he asked Admiral Piat to move the Superstar Destroyer Executor so that they could send a clear transmission?
It's Executor.
Okay.
Darth Sidious.
I'm going to say the Emperor.
Emperor Palpatine is correct.
You had to know that they weren't calling him Darth Sidious at that point.
Exactly. Darth Sidious never was even mentioned in 4, 5, and 6.
Shut up.
Shut up, Richard. We could do this all day long. It's fantastic.
How many TIE ships are housed in an Imperial Star Destroyer?
Whoa!
Give or take how many?
Give or take 5.
1, 2, 3, 4, 5. 5. I was going to say 5,000.
No.
I'm going to say 20.
Multiple guess.
No. 72.
Yeah.
That was random.
I was closer than you.
That's true.
How old was Anakin Skywalker when Qui-Gon Jinn and Padme Amidala happened in Watto's junk shop?
10.
No.
9.
Can I guess?
No.
She said I can't guess.
No. Sorry. That's incorrect.
Okay. I thought it was 9, but she said 9.
She didn't say 9. She said 10.
Okay, 9.
Yes.
Okay. I'm not going to take that. Can you ask another question? She said 9, so.
You're ruining it, Carmella. She's like, I'm paying you back, bitch.
Whoa! Dang.
Wow. I got the heart. First of all, I think my group is all first trilogy stuff. I don't think
I'm pretty sure all of mine is technically first trilogy. 4, 5, and 6. So.
Oh no, mine's all.
Do you want to take the ones that haven't been asked and shuffle them around a little bit?
No, it's all right. I'm just saying they have also
brought the thunder.
But yeah. What was the ceremonial red mark on Queen Amidala's lower lip known as?
A hickey? Can we get the multiple guess on that one, please?
Yes. The Tear of Tydria.
That's why he didn't want to give us the multiple guesses, because he's going to have to pronounce unpronounceable
words. The Scar of Remembrance. The Scar of the Great War. The Tear of Theed.
Tear of Theed.
No.
Scar of Remembrance.
Yes.
Boom. I'll take the guess. Okay. Who was Cloud City's computer liaison officer?
The bald dude with the stuff on his head.
He did have a name.
He did?
Yes, Carmella. Your time to shine.
I don't remember that dude's name.
Really? Am I the only one that would have remembered his name?
I don't know his name.
And also, I read a comic on him.
His name Bob?
Lobot.
His name's Lobot?
Yes, his name's Lobot.
Lobotter.
Get a little louder.
Lobotomy.
All right. When did Han Solo expect to arrive at Alderaan?
Crap. This is painful.
I have no idea.
Ditto. Uncle.
You guys want multiple choice?
Yeah.
Yes.
0500 hours, 0300 hours, 0400 hours, or 0200 hours?
0300 hours.
I was going to say 300 too.
No, that's wrong.
400.
Nope.
200?
It is 200, but you guys don't get any points for that.
Ooh. She's enjoying that a little too much.
No, nobody else gets two guesses.
Who said, feel, don't think, trust Obi-Wan. Your instincts?
Yoda.
No and no. Qui-Gon Jinn.
Crap. Oh, it's the,
he's got the first ones, remember?
All right. Who uttered the words, Luke, don't give in to hate?
Leia.
Incorrect.
Luke, don't give in to hate. Obi-Wan.
Correct.
How many wings does an X-Wing have?
Four.
It is four, and Jonathan got it first.
I disagree with him. She thought that was funny.
I disagree with him.
What do you mean?
I disagree with him.
You thought you were first?
I did.
You weren't.
No, you definitely weren't.
I finished my word before you started
yours. Whatever.
It's in the tape.
You're louder.
No, that's not true, actually.
You are. Anyway, move on.
What ship did Bail Organa take to find Master Yoda?
Tantive 4?
Yes!
Wow. I was going to say Tantive 4, but I thought maybe that was different.
Great.
I didn't realize it would have been the same ship that Leia was on.
I know, right? It's like, what? That ship's been around for 17 years? Good lord. It looks good for its age.
Great job.
All right. What did Yoda promise, or excuse me, what did Luke Skywalker promise Yoda as he was leaving?
He'll be back.
Dagobah.
I'll come back.
Yeah, I'll give it to Carmel. It said to return and finish what he had begun.
Oh. If I'd have said it perfectly, he would have given it to me.
Yep.
How many quad laser cannons did the Millennium Falcon have?
Two.
It is two.
I was counting the stupid individual things. Would have been eight. But then I realized she said quad.
So two times four.
Okay, Bert.
Wow. This is unbelievable. I don't even know why they're... What was the HAVWA6 Juggernaut's maximum land speed? It's like, holy crap, guys.
1.21 gigawatts.
Well, you got to think that they were giving multiple choice answers. So.
Yeah, but still. That's
stupid. No, yeah, that's stupid.
I think I got like some of the easier questions.
I just got to all the ship stuff right here.
Do you give a ship?
Hmm. When speaking before the Senate on Coruscant, what action did Queen Amidala move for a
vote of no confidence?
I need more information.
A vote of no confidence in the Chancellor.
Chancellor Valorum.
I'm going to give it to you.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, I was going to say
it specifically says no confidence in Chancellor Valorum, but close enough for me to give it to you.
I was telling her Valorum as part of the answer, so I'm good with that. All right.
Did you give her point?
I did.
Don't mess with her. She's mad.
Fair enough. Feisty. Jonathan, you and I are tied with 8. Carmella has 5.
Carmella, catch up.
I would if you guys would give me credit for the answers I gave.
Carmella, mustard. That you were talking condiments.
Mayonnaise?
What, according to Yoda, was quicker, easier, and more seductive?
The dark side.
Carmella got it.
Half second.
All right.
And it's Dark Seed.
That's a porno.
Actually, that's a DC character.
Yeah.
Yeah, they call him Dark Side, too.
They do call him Dark Side.
Actually, you'd be surprised.
I was just taking it in a dirty place because Dark Seed.
Terrible.
Blech. All right. Who said there'll be no escape for the princess this time?
Darth Vader.
No.
Crap.
No.
We know.
I would like to re-answer.
Tarkin.
Yeah. No.
Grand Moff Tarkin?
It wasn't Grand Moff Tarkin?
C-3PO said it.
Oh. Crap.
Darn it.
Crap.
I feel like Tarkin said it too. What was General Grievous officially named after the Battle of Geonosis?
Commander of the droid armies.
I need you to be more specific.
Commander of the Imperial Army?
No.
There wasn't an Imperial Army yet. Commander of the Trade Federation droid army?
No.
All right.
Supreme Commander of the droid armies.
Oh.
Hmm.
Sorry.
Stupid Supreme.
Yeah.
I hate it when people order Supreme pizzas, and I hated that question too. All right. What did Darth Vader tell Admiral Piett does not concern him?
The rebel strike force on Endor.
Incorrect, sir. But nice job at being pretty laser detailed in the details. Carmelo, do you have an answer? You can ask for multiple guesses.
No, you can't. You told me earlier I couldn't.
Well, it's because part of you. She said part of the answer.
No, she didn't. She gave a totally different name. She said Dirk, and it was Dak.
Right. That was close.
That's not part of the answer. She can't do it.
All right, fine. He's changing the rules.
Making you play by the rules I was forced to play.
Whatever. Do you have an answer, Carmella?
The Millennium Falcon.
That's a lot closer than his answer. The answer is asteroids.
Oh.
Moving the
Star
Destroyers
right.
into the asteroid field.
Mm.
Na-na-na-na.
All right. What did Han Solo say was wrong in the detention center when he was contacted?
Nothing. We're all good here.
No.
Oh, darn. No.
No, they had it was a leak. It was a gas leak.
No.
Crap.
Weapons malfunction.
And then it was a gas leak.
Yeah.
And then we're all good here.
How
then,
are you?
And then he, you know, shot the thing. It's like, that was boring conversation anyway.
Darn it. Who was the first to volunteer to be on Han Solo's command crew on their mission to Endor?
Lando.
Chewie.
Mm.
Lando didn't
I don't know if anyone would go with me.
I didn't want to say anything for you, pal. All right.
See?
To whom did Darth Vader make a point of stressing no disintegrations?
Boba Fett.
Boba Fett is correct. Boba Fett!
Where?
What did Luke Skywalker do towards the end of the Battle of Yavin that distressed the rebels?
Yavin. He turned off his...
targeting computer.
That's the word I'm looking for.
He turned off his targeting computer.
I was going to say half point each.
split it.
Okay.
Jesus, how tall is Bail Organa? Huh. What kind of stupid-ass question is that?
6 foot.
No, I'm not asking the question.
6 foot.
6 foot two. No,
it's in meters.
2 meters.
Shut up.
2.12 meters.
This is my point. That is nowhere anywhere. There's no way for you to know that.
Who played Bail Organa?
Exactly. That's more reasonable.
Yeah, Jimmy Smits.
Yeah.
What was the answer?
1.91 meters.
So he was almost 6 feet tall.
Exactly right. Can't just ask a question and not give us the answer.
To that? Yeah.
Yeah, because you never know. That might come up again in Trivial Warfare.
Better not.
Okay, write that question down, Carmella.
How tall is Gunray? These things are stupid.
7 foot.
Face is stupid.
His face was stupid.
Oh, here's a fun one. How many puppeteers did it take to operate Jabba the Hutt?
Pizza the Hutt!
4.
10.
No.
1.
No.
2.
No.
7.
No.
3.
Yes. You guys are good.
All right. What was Yoda's species?
What's he called? I know it, but I can't think of the name.
I can't even think of what planet he was on.
Old Tree Toad.
So mean.
No, I know it's mean.
Apologize to Yoda.
Sorry, I am Yoda.
Well done.
You're Yoda? Wait, what?
I said, sorry, Y-O-D-A, I am.
Yoda.
Was he Dagobin?
He was not Dagobin.
That's all I got.
I can't think of... I know what it is. I just can't think of the word.
According to this card, unknown.
No, they knew what he was.
You sure about that, Clark?
He knew what he was.
I'm pretty sure they know what he was.
Otherwise, I mean, he had a mom. It's Mother's
Day.
Did he? Yes.
Anakin didn't have a mom.
Yes, no, Anakin did have a mom.
Anakin didn't have a dad. Well,
lots of people don't have dads.
According to Carmelo's, midichlorians.
I met them in a swamp down in Dagobah, where he babbled all the time like a giant carbonated soda. Mm-hmm. S-O-D-A soda. So soda.
You back?
I'm back and I'm better than ever.
Okay. So my question is, Who was Echo 7?
What?
Who was Echo 7?
I don't understand.
What person had the designation Echo 7?
Princess Leia.
No.
Bummer.
You mentioned Echo Base earlier, and I don't even remember where the heck Echo Base was. Maybe Echo... Hoth. Okay. I was getting there, Chris.
Okay, sorry.
I'm working my way to an answer here.
I've been working my way back to you, babe.
There's a lot of singing in this episode.
Thank you.
It wasn't a compliment. It was just a statement.
How rude.
With a burning love inside.
Also a nice statement.
Don't take that out of context. Sounds like a venereal disease. Echo 7 could be anybody. I'll say it was Han.
Princess Leia was one of the multiple choice options, but it was Han Solo.
Man.
Woo, lucky break. Was that their Tauntaun designation? Because I don't remember Echo's being any ships.
Might have been.
Yeah, it might have been when he was on the ground.
Well, no, because I have a question here that says Rogue 2 found... Oh, yeah, well, they were flying. Found Han and
yeah. So.
Jonathan, it's your question. Turn. Yes.
Whom did Timothy M. Rose portray?
This sucked. Okay.
Would you like multiple choice?
Good Lord, yes.
Mm-hmm.
General Maydeen, Admiral Akbar, Chief Chirpa, or Log Ray?
Admiral Akbar.
Yes.
It's a drop!
That's weird.
What's weird?
I know it's not my question, but this question doesn't give you enough information to do it right. It says, what actor portrayed Anakin Skywalker?
Jake Lloyd.
Yeah, that's
Hayden Christensen.
Hayden's not even on the list. Jake Lloyd's on the list, but it's not the right answer for them.
What?
Sebastian Shaw.
Oh,
I mean from the original trilogy ending Return of the Jedi Ghost.
Yeah.
Well, and it's like, you didn't give enough information for people to answer
Anakin?
That right.
Yeah.
Even, or it might have been the dude in the...
That was actually
mask
in the
off.
Well, yeah.
But that's Darth Vader, not Anakin Skywalker.
Not after you take his mask off, he becomes Anakin. It's
ooh,
like
burn.
I don't think so.
What species is also...
It doesn't matter what you think.
Obviously.
Thanks, Dwayne.
I know.
What species is also referred to as snow lizard?
Tauntaun.
Tauntaun is correct. Come on, Carmella. You know that.
I do.
Then why'd you not answer it?
Because Jonathan's faster than I am.
At so many things.
We've had so many jokes about that.
Yeah. We call him the Flash.
And the Streak.
Why couldn't Luke, Han, Leia, and Chewbacca blast their way out of the trash compactor?
Magnetically sealed.
It was magnetically sealed.
Nice job.
See? Faster.
What did an officer report to Admiral Piet they had lost on the Superstar Destroyer Executor?
The Millennium Falcon.
No.
Mm. Read the question again.
What did an officer report to Admiral Piet they had lost on the Superstar Destroyer Executor?
The plans to the Death Star.
No. The bridge deflector shields.
Mm.
Return of the Jedi, when the guy gets shot and he starts spinning and goes right through the bridge.
What does the term AT-AT stand for? Corella, you can answer. You don't have to look at him.
What I'm thinking is ATV, and I know it's not right.
Uh-oh.
So I was going to go all-terrain, all-terrain. I don't know what an AT-AT stands for. I know what it is.
All-terrain.
All the time.
Oh, well done.
All-terrain...
so nice to see Jonathan constipated.
No, it's not. What's wrong with you?
I don't know it either.
All-terrain assault transport.
Transport. Doggone it.
What was Han Solo's rank in the Rebel Alliance
captain.
At the Battle of Hoth? Captain.
He was a general.
He was captain. And at the Battle of Hoth.
And Hoth?
Mm-hmm.
Mm.
He later became General Solo.
You got lucky.
Nope. I'm good.
You didn't know which battle it was.
She said Hoth.
After you answered.
It was a good guess.
I knew he was a captain at one point. I'm going to say captain.
What was the pit of Carcoon famous for?
The sandworms.
Sarlacc pit.
It's Sarlacc.
Hmm.
Sandworms? That's Beetlejuice.
I was going to say, no, that's Dune. How many nostrils do Tauntauns have?
Four.
Correct. Wow.
What?
Just wow. Impressed.
Right?
Impressive. Most impressive.
Who said you are beaten?
You did just now.
Oh, crap. You got it right.
You are beaten.
The Emperor.
No.
Crap.
Luke.
No, both of those were options on the multiple choice. Vader. It was Darth Vader.
When did he say it?
Doesn't say.
No, I don't know. I'm asking you guys.
I believe it was in Return of the Jedi.
Yeah, it might have been Return of the Jedi.
Who did he say it to?
Probably Luke.
Before they walked into the Emperor's setup?
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Darn. That's what I'm thinking, at least. I could be wrong.
Where, when hearing the news of the Empire's fall, did citizens topple a statue of Emperor Palpatine?
Coruscant.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. Is it Coruscant or is it Corsican?
Coruscant.
Coruscant.
I've heard it both.
Yeah, in the movies, they say Coruscant.
In I've the books, they say Coruscant, too. Anybody who said Corsican is wrong. Mm.
There's a Corsican. That would be Napoleon.
What did Han Solo do in order to evade the Imperial ships that were pursuing him?
Flying an asteroid field.
That is correct.
You want to know why that's crap? Asteroids are really, really, really far away from each other.
Depends on if they're in a field or not.
Asteroids are really far away from
each other. Not in the asteroid belt around between Earth and between Mars and Jupiter.
Oh, yes, they are. If you were standing on one, the nearest one would just be a point of light to you.
Yeah, but what if they were close to each other?
They aren't.
Just because ours aren't doesn't mean theirs aren't.
It also depends. Something could have been destroyed that made
like Alderaan.
Yes. See.
Well, they didn't fly through Alderaan. Well, I guess they kind of did. What was wrong with R5-D4?
It blew a compressor.
I was just about to say a bad compressor.
Nope. It was a bad motivator.
Oh!
I was not motivated to answer that question correct.
All right, I need you to be specific on this. Where was the pit of Carkoon located?
Tatooine.
That is not specific enough.
Okay.
Outside of Mos Eisley, Tatooine.
No.
Dang.
The Western Dune Sea.
Okay. How many legs does an AT...
Four.
ST have?
Aw, dang it.
Two.
Correct.
Patience is a virtue.
Not right now, it isn't.
That was fun, though.
So what movie is that from?
The AT-ST?
No, Patience is a Virtue. Not right now, it isn't.
I had no idea.
It's from The Mummy.
Oh.
That's why Jonathan didn't know.
Nice. I saw The Mummy. Mm. Back when Brendan Fraser could get a job.
With your mummy?
No. Seriously?
No.
What's wrong with you?
It is Mummy's Day. Many, many,
there are so many ways Chris is not funny, and that was one of them. Is it your question or my question?
Didn't I just ask a question? Yeah,
she asked a bad...
the bad motivator question.
Oh, okay.
We were not motivated to answer correctly.
No, you just asked a question, the ATST.
Right, and then you asked a motivator question.
No, because he just said patience is a virtue.
You skipped my turn, Chris.
Yeah, we skipped Jonathan.
That's quite all right.
He keeps doing this. Many of which species died to get the Rebel Alliance information regarding the second Death Star?
Say that question again?
Many of which species died to get the Rebel Alliance information regarding the second Death Star?
Oh, crap.
I can give you multiple choice.
No, please not yet.
Twi'leks?
No.
It's not Twi'leks. Mm-hmm. It's, no, it's the... Bothans.
Wow. Bothans. I would have said Bothans, but wow. How'd you know that?
Well, one, I remember the line that Mon Mothma said, but not only that, but also, do you remember the extended universe that now is the legends and lore, whatever and crap that they have? I know. But remember the guy that seceded Mon Mothma and was like the ultimate politician guy, he was a Bothan, and he kept reminding everybody that it was his race, that was his people.
My goodness, Chris, is the most impressive answer anybody has pulled tonight.
Thank you. I'll take that. All right. What did Han Solo ask Chewbacca to bring him when he was trying to repair the hyperdrive motivator?
A wrench.
That might be correct, but I don't know what this thing looks like, so I'm going to have to say incorrect.
It's going to be some stupid made-up name that I don't know. It probably is akin to a wrench, but screwdriver.
What is it?
A sonic screwdriver.
Screwdriver.
A sonic screwdriver.
Doesn't it's do wood.
A hydro spanner.
Hydro spanner.
Oh, okay. Doesn't that mean it's a water spanner?
That's what I hear.
Who said he is as clumsy as he is stupid?
Who said?
Who said that?
Yoda.
No.
So they were talking about somebody else. Watto.
No. Darth Vader said it.
Wow.
About who?
It didn't say on the card.
Say on the card. Since we're going by what's on the card.
Wow.
Sorry, we're not allowed to have extra conversation about Carmela's questions. She's still throwing a pity party. Back to the Sarlacc. For how long are creatures swallowed by the Sarlacc digested?
1,000 years.
Yes!
Okay. Who said, hurry up, Goldenrod, or you're going to be a permanent resident?
Solo.
Han Solo is correct. I even asked you a Han Solo question, and you still...
He's faster than I am.
He totally paused.
I did answer before you finished asking the question, though. I have that skill set.
Because apparently patience is a virtue to him.
As soon as the word goldenrod came up...
That's when I was answering, too. I finally got to some better questions.
All right, we got... it's 15 to Jonathan, 13 for me, 9 for Carmella. How much farther do you want to go? I don't know how long we've been recording for now.
It's probably 50 minutes. Yeah. Some of that was silliness, though. You want to play to 20?
Yeah. Okay. Yeah, because I'm starting to get a little tired anyway, so...
All right. His cookies are wearing off.
No, just long day.
According to Princess Leia, why was their escape from the Death Star so easy?
They let him get away.
They wanted us to, is what my answer was.
No. The answer on the card is the Imperials were tracking them.
That's true, but... Dumb!
Yeah.
I thought she said they wanted us to. You know,
she did.
In that whiny voice. They wanted us to.
But she also said, they let us get away. All right. What species planned to eat Luke Skywalker?
The Ewoks?
Yes!
Nice! Murder bears! I forgot about murder bears.
Well done.
All right. What did Yoda say to Obi-Wan Kenobi after Obi-Wan said, that boy is our last
There is hope? Another.
I'll give it to you, but the answer is no, there is another. 16 for Jonathan.
Before I say this wrong again, I always end up saying Yavin. Is it Yavin?
It's Yavin. Yavin. It's Yavin.
Okay. What were Han Solo's last words to Luke Skywalker?
May the Force be with you.
It is May the Force be with you.
You can dance if you want to.
You can leave your friends behind.
He is going to leave his friends behind and he keeps dancing.
But you used to like the salt and pepper shaker dance.
You're not doing it the way you used to do it.
See? He still does.
That
should be a Patreon thing. If we get enough people to sign up for Patreon, I will be on video and do the salt and pepper shaker.
For every commissioned officer, you get a video of Chris doing the salt and pepper shaker.
Or we send one out to everybody, and if you become a commissioned officer, you're the one that doesn't have to get it.
You can send yours back.
Who greeted Luke Skywalker at the entrance of Jabba's palace?
Twi'lek.
I need a name.
No, it's not Q-Bert.
I love that game.
Do you have any answers?
I can't think of that person's name.
Crap.
Just begins with an R. I don't know.
Give me the multiple guesses.
Really?
Shut up.
Oh, then I guess I'm allowed to answer.
Don't judge me.
Ula?
No.
Cy Snoodles?
No.
Boba Fett?
No.
Bib Fortuna?
Bib Fortuna.
Why weren't you faster? He said no to all the other three.
Well, he also said no to Dennis, Lawson, and that ended up being the right answer.
Still.
All right, it is 16 for Jonathan, 15 for Chris, 10 for Carmel.
All you had to do was repeat me faster than him.
What attacked Luke Skywalker on Hoth?
What's that thing's name?
I was going to say Balrog.
Murder Bear.
That's not the right thing.
It's a...
You're going to look at Ewoks now from here on out and think of Murder
Bear. It's got the giant horns.
Yeah, baby.
Oh. Ew.
On Hoth, by the way. Hoth.
Yes, we know. We know what we're talking about. We just don't know its name.
Big Yeti looking.
I love the word Yeti. It just makes me happy for some reason. Are you ready?
I'm going to call it an ice monster.
Sadly, that is incorrect, although in my book
I was going to say, let him give the multiple choice. But
all right, the multiple guess is Tauntaun, a Hoth hog, an ice bat, or a Wampa.
Wampa.
Wait, now you get multiple choice after I've already given an answer?
We didn't give you the right... I mean, I was letting you guess.
Oh, you were?
Yes.
You shouldn't. I already gave an answer.
Oh, dear, you were kidding.
Give her the question. I'm fine.
You were kidding with Ice Monster.
No, I wasn't. That was my answer.
Oh, I thought you were kidding with it.
What did C-3PO thank the maker for?
An oil bath.
It was an oil bath.
Nice job, Jonathan.
Thank the maker.
That was actually nicely done, too.
Who was Red Leader during the Battle of Endor?
Wedge Antilles.
Yes!
Crap! I was going between him and Lando, and I was just like, no, it has to be, it has to. Crap.
Was Lando Gold Leader, or was he not a...
No, son? He wasn't. He just wasn't, yeah. It just,
He's the Falcon.
I'm a dumbass, is what it is the answer to that one.
That wasn't the question, but it's hard to debate.
It's your turn, Chris.
What did Yoda tell Luke Skywalker he would be?
You'll be sorry.
Incorrect.
You will be. You will be.
I can't think of another answer other than he'll be sorry.
Mm. You're not afraid.
Master Yoda, I'm not afraid.
Darn it.
You will be. You will be.
Yep. Darn it.
All right.
Dang it, Carl.
Where did Luke Skywalker bullseye Womp Rats?
Oh, mother husbuckle.
I mean, how specific do we need to be?
It's the name of the place on Tatooine.
Oh, okay.
Beggar's Canyon.
You both got that one. I'll give it to
That's awesome,
you.
By the way.
Jake, show me a code. No!
You got another one back.
How did that come? It literally started at the same moment.
We were thinking about it.
Just you guys like synced up like wireless
just
routers.
Like just like Beggar's Canyon back home. Jinx, you owe me a Coke.
Yeah, got it back. That was great. Who killed Jabba the Hutt?
Pizza Hut. Princess Leia.
Pizza the Hutt killed Jabba the Hutt? Really?
Where were you?
I just wanted
you
to
knew that. I just wanted to say Pizza the Hutt. Because pizza will send out for you.
Oh, boss, you're delicious.
She choked him, didn't he?
Didn't she? You're delicious, boss. All right. Okay. Where were the Hoth sequences filmed?
Iceland? No, that was a stupid answer.
That was actually one of the multiple guesses.
Yeah, but it's
incorrect.
Stupid because Iceland is green and Greenland is ice.
Greenland's also one of the answers.
Siberia?
Norway.
Norway.
Norway. And as soon as I said Greenland's one, I was like, dumbass.
You're so stupid!
Who was in charge of Echo Base on Hoth?
Leia.
Princess Leia.
No.
What?
General Reekin.
That you said his name earlier. Mm-hmm. Stupid Reekin. Who played a red ball jet organ?
What?
Who played a red ball jet organ?
The Cantina Band.
I need name.
Oh.
These characters have names.
Oh, man.
Play that exact same song.
What was that?
It was.
You sounded like Mr. Hanky.
There was a Family Guy Star Wars episode where he goes, all right, we're taking requests. And one of the guys from the band was like, play that exact same song.
It sounded more like Mr. Hat.
Oh, Mr. Garrison, play that song again.
Dang it. I actually have the Cantina Band's album, the CD.
Is it all the exact same song?
Well, it's three songs, but it's done a little differently. I can't remember the stupid band's name, so.
I think this is the guy from Jabba's Palace. It's Max Rebo.
Yeah. Oh, that is that's Nesca. The elephant dude from
that's what I thought.
Because Robot Chicken did a great Star Wars one where it's like Max Rebo plays all the hits,
exactly.
And it's the same song over and over again. All right, who went to look for C-3PO in Cloud City after he went missing?
Chewbacca.
Correct. One more, Jonathan. 19-16-12.
What were the rebels targeting in their attack on the Death Star?
The exhaust port.
Mm.
I have to be more specific?
You do have to be more specific.
A 2-meter-wide exhaust port that leads to the central battery on the Death Star.
No, it's not what it is.
I thought you had it right, so I don't know.
It has thermal exhaust port.
Okay.
I'll pick a different question.
No,
it's okay.
We didn't get it.
Okay.
Who set off a trap, allowing the rebels to be captured by the Ewoks?
Chewbacca.
Yes.
I was going to say Han Solo, but I'm like, that's not it.
No, it was the meat on the stick.
He's
boy.
Like, leave it alone, you big dump.
until his stomach takes control. All right. Above what planet does Cloud City hover?
Bespin.
For the win. Nice job.
Woo, go Jonathan.
Yay, me. All right, guys. That is the end of our Star Wars bonus episode. We have more questions. We might do it again later. Hope you enjoyed it. Chris, did you enjoy it?
It was fun. It was good stuff. You know a lot more about it than I gave you credit for at the beginning, so well done, man.
Thank you. Carmella, did you have a good time?
I did have a good time, even though some of my answers were contested.
What would Carmella have finished with if she'd gotten credit for all of the things she thought she should have gotten credit for?
She would have gotten 14.
I thought you were going to say like 82.
I didn't complain that much, did I?
Only.
It's a trap.
All right, guys. Thank you so much for listening. And remember, this is Trivial Warfare, where it's not just trivia. It's war. Bye, guys.
Bye.
Bye, everybody. Play that funky music, white boy.
Play that funky music, Max Rebo. That's not the right song.
That's your progressive cantina.
Okay, bye.
Thank you for listening to Trivial Warfare. To learn more about the show and become a warhead yourself, visit TrivialWarfare.com. You can subscribe to the show on iTunes or in any other good podcast app. And find us on Facebook or Twitter by searching Trivial Warfare.
That's a good-looking Han Solo picture. I may steal that.
Keep it in your car.
It's my one true love.
Keep you warm at night.